tables and all that, but I know that she loves me. I know he loves me. So you want to say, you want them to be able to say, Miss So-and-so, I had a really hard time last night. Or Miss So-and-so, I didn't have any breakfast because we were rushing out the door. We don't know what these kids are facing. And so sometimes we just come so polished and so pretty to church, don't we? We just look so good. Things are going on. Things and struggles that are going on. And our kids, they are affected by all of that. All right, then, so we want to ensure the safety, that they feel safe and they're connected with someone. And I'll talk about establishing relationships in a minute. Vary the activities, like I said. And guess what? Make it fun. Have a lot of laughter. Be silly. You have to be silly. You have to be animated. Now, some of us are sillier than others. Some of us, it's just not going to be in our nature. But let somebody else do that. But when a kid does something funny, have time for laughter. How many of you love to laugh? I love to be with my friends and laugh. I love to be with my family and laugh. You know what? You lose some weight by laughing. Did you know that? So they say you do. I don't know. So I should be really thin. I don't know. But it's good. It's good for us. It's good for our heart. It's good for our blood pressure. So have fun. Lots of fun. That's right. So you want to get their attention. Sometimes you have to ring a bell. They're not paying attention. So you have to ring the bell. You have to ring the bell. All right. Sometimes in school, I don't know how many of your kiddos do this, but they're just talking away. They're excited about being in here. But they know when you do this, do that. You're going to do it again. And so you can even put some little, wrap to it or something like that, where they have to, look at me. Look at Miss Hughes, whatever it is. So it stops them and they get their attention. I know that a lot of you have been in kindergarten class, you've seen your kids in kindergarten class, and what is one of the things that the teacher will do to get attention there? The lights. So you can, I don't know if these lights dim or not, but you can dim the lights. You can turn off, maybe I won't turn off the lights, but you can dim the lights or flicker the lights or something like that to get attention, right? Very good. Very good. Terry is paying attention. Isn't that great? Yes, he's paying. And so is our queen. She is, too. All right. Sometimes you just want to stand up and you say, everybody look at me, and you strike a silly pose. So right now, you've been sitting a long time. I want you to stand up and strike a silly pose. Right now, with your friends, stand up and strike a silly pose. There you go. There you go. All right. All right, Kristen. Okay. Yeah, Leah. Okay. So sit down. There you go. You know what? Another thing to do is to work the child's name in your lesson. So, hey, Kristen, there's a little girl named Kristen that went to the hospital to visit her friends. And when Kristen got there, Kristen gave her friend Terry some flowers. Was that nice of Kristen? Anything like that. So, I overdid it a little bit there. But when they hear their name, they're going to pay attention. And maybe there's several. Maybe there's several that you have to put their name in there as you're talking. Say, you know what? There was David, and there was Ron, and there was all kinds of people there. But David and Ron were the two that the queen liked the most. And so she gave them all the attention. So. The queen wants to pass on her duties, I'm afraid. Okay. All right. So design your lesson. I think we have designing your lesson continued. Learn how to transition well. I know Leah from a program, and in what our program, we move quickly from one thing to another. I mean, we don't lose time in when we're talking to the student and we're asking them questions. We're moving from a puzzle to a reading, to a math. And so what you want to do is you want to transition smoothly. Because if you're over here looking for things and you're trying to do this and do that, what's happening in your classroom? And that gives that student that's really just looking for a way of being able to crawl under the table or plane or something like that. That's giving them just that moment. So if you've got helpers in your classroom, in your Sunday school class, you say, as soon as I finish, just like I'm doing with Lisa, as soon as I finish with that, I need you to have these things on the table. This needs to be done because you don't want to lose 1 minute and you don't want to lose their attention. All right? And again, we talk about forming relationships. You want to know about them. Do they have dogs? Do they have cats? Do they love horses? Do they love baseball? Are they good at playing soccer? You know, all of those things, you want to know that and talk to them about, do they love the Texans? Are you going home and watching the Texans this afternoon? All right, we don't like Texans. You're a Cowboy fan? Okay, I was from Dallas. I like them too. You want to make sure you're establishing a relationship. It's essential. Isn't that essential with everything? Didn't the Lord, when he was on earth, establish relationships? He came up and he said, Kristen, what is it that I can do for you? What is it that I can do for you? And so it's so important that we know what it is that we can do for Vanessa. We can do for Ron. We can do for David. And we want to form that relationship. And don't do as I do. Do as I say. My dad said that to me all the time. And now I know what he means. So don't do all the talking. Tonight I'm doing all the talking, aren't I? So try to get others to answer, other teachers, guest parents, have the parents come in, and have other people to come in so that they hear from a variety of people. Now, this is a hard one here. And the next one is commanding authority. Now, we don't want to command authority like a military, right? Although at home I have done that and with my own children. I have commanded authority in a military style. And they're wonderful now. They're wonderful. But they, you know what? They're 6 feet something and they still mind mama. Because they know mama means business, right? I don't have to do that now. But if I did, I would. So, commanding authority means to own the classroom. You can have a presence that, especially like when you're walking around, own this place. Right now, this hour, God has given me the authority. And I have the authority here. And I want to reach and I want to teach you about His love. Because it might be the only time that they get to hear that. We don't know, right? We don't know that. One of my favorite things is to do when I'm teaching teachers is to say, fake it till you make it. So you just fake that authority until you make it, until they truly begin to love you, respect you, and you can get their attention through the compassionate love. And praying, like we said, goes without saying. Maybe Kristen sits here most of the time, and you're really concerned about Kristen. So maybe in the hours before you get in and you're getting all your things situated, you sit in Kristen's chair and you, Lord, I'm just praying for Kristen right now. I just want to reach her for you. I don't know what's going on in her life. I don't know what's going on in her home. But I want you to help me to help her and to help her pay attention and to hear your words. So sit in their desks, their chairs, their tables, and pray. Pray using their names, lifting them up to the Lord. All right. Provide presence. Walking around provides a presence. They're over there and they're just tapping away. They're just tapping away. And so you're like, so you kind of tap with them and say, okay, you're done. Another thing to do is, in a minute I'll tell you about whispering, but you can also have another adult go and sit next to somebody that's really having an off time. If you keep saying the child's name repeatedly, Kristen, stop that. Kristen. Well, Kristen's not going to hear you because you've said her name 100 times, so she's shutting. She's just turning you off. So don't say the name. Remember, let's remember that. Another thing is when somebody starts to be loud, what do we just automatically want to do? We want to just get over them, talk over them, because because they're being loud, so we just get louder. My daddy used to do that to me. He used to do that to me, and I'd be like, I can't hear you. He'd just get louder because he'd get more frustrated with me. I'm pretty sure I wasn't doing what I needed to be doing, but whispering. So they're getting louder, and we just say, all right. And so another thing is to just stop talking entirely. That creates a lot of what? What's she doing? Nervousness, I hope. You hope that they're getting a little nervous because what is she thinking? What is she doing? Another thing is if you're kind of acting up, you kind of just kind of look at them a little bit. Just kind of stare and glance at them a little bit. Another thing that I like to do is secret signals. Now, Kristen, you and I are going to have a secret signal. So when you're starting to, you know, do that excessive thing that you do, what signal would you like for me to give you to stop it? For me to point on my nose? You want me to do that? Would that help you? And what if you're doing really... You're sitting there and you're behaving yourself and you're being a really good girl. What would you like me to do? What signal would you like to give me to give you? Because you're really doing what I asked you to do. Just a wink or something like that, right? I'm going to get, and I'm being like, and then thumbs up. So catch them being good, because of course we're going to catch them being bad, aren't we? Because they just can't help themselves sometimes. All right, so the special signals. All right, so why don't you turn to your friend right now and you think of a special signal for your friend being good and a signal for them being bad. You can't use the nose or the thumb up. So turn to your friend. Okay, she needs to think of something. That's Kristen's signal.
Just, you know, going to town, and poor Vanessa's like, I didn't
later on you find out your friend and your teacher over there said, Vanessa didn't do that. And I'm like, oh. So I've got to go to Vanessa. I go, Vanessa, I will give an apology. I was wrong. You didn't do that to Katie. You didn't take whatever it was. And I'm wrong. Would you forgive me? So that's probably not going to happen very often with you. But I'm just saying that's a very important thing, that they see that you're human. They need to know that you're human and that you make mistakes. And so you want to be proactive and take appropriate measures to get control of your class. Good, even, tempered discipline will give a true picture of God's love. All right, I need my snowflake person to go designate. And would you have a helper? Yes, okay. She has a Katie, right? Katie's going to give you a snowflake. If she gives you a snowflake, you're going to be the leader of that table. You're going to be the leader of that table. And you are going, they're passing out paper and pens. And so right now what I want to happen, do you remember the 3 to 5 rule reminder? I want you to think of, to discuss the most important rules you think are important for your students to follow in your Sunday school class. Okay? So we're going to take just a few minutes, and then we're going to open the floor for questions and suggestions. Do you want to join this group? Uh-huh. You have 2 leaders, but that's okay.
Thank you.
So the leader of the table has the snowflake. All right, Kristen, will you go first and share your, you have three rules, okay? All right, we're going to turn and everyone's going to listen to Kristen. Okay. Walking feet. All right. Thank you. All right. This table. Vanessa, are you the leader? Good. I like the L's. That's very good. Very good. That's very simple, right?
Yeah.
Good job. All right. Middle table. Okay, yes sir and no sir. Yes ma'am, no sir, no ma'am. Okay, a work in progress. Be where you're supposed to be and do what you're supposed to do. Okay. Be quiet in large groups. Okay, all right. So I can tell about your Sunday school class from your rules, right? All right. Good job. Okay. This last group. Oh, no. This last group. Okay. Okay.
Very active.
Very active. that is the philosophy that is probably in, I know in the Christian schools that I work, is to always pull them out. I see teachers always out in the hall. I mean, my office is in the elementary building, and there'll be one, or, I mean, if there's two or three involved, yeah, you're going to have the two or three, but the one, definitely, if you've got other, I've got another adult watching the other kids to do that, would you think that they would be able to handle responsibilities? But could you give them the bell to ring or the light to do? Could you give them something to do with their hand? I know in classes now, for our kids who do have attention problems and are a little hyperactive, they're squishy balls. They're squishy balls for them to just hold and squish to keep their hands, you know, busy. But, of course, giving them a special job and saying, now listen, you're going to have to listen because it's an important job. Are you up for it? You think you're up for it? Okay. Because I've got to have your help. So if you do this well, I'm going to give you another job and another job. And just seeing. But the squishy balls, they're just squishy balls. You know, I don't know, little Nerf balls or whatever you find. They can hold and maneuver. Kind of keeps them quiet for a while. Getting to keep them. What's that? Yeah. Anybody else have an idea? Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
happy, the boss. I mean, I'd say put all the bosses out there together and let's see what happens, right? But no, you can't do that, right?
You know, you just have to have, you know, the rules and stuff. But some of them, afterwards, you come up to them and say, well, I know that we were playing that actually.
Yes.
And it's hard to have time.
Yeah, it is. It is. And so maybe talking to them about the objective. Okay, today's objective is to follow the rules. Exactly. We need to learn it. Exactly. But we are just having fun. I want to hear laughter. I don't want you to worry about, you know, whatever this, you know, this rule is. If they go past that, you know, it doesn't matter. So just what is the objective today when we're playing this? What is our objective? And maybe you won't use the word objective, but what's our goal? What do we want to emphasize today? So
Right.
It may be that we just get along. That's right. Anybody have anything to say about that? Any ideas? Some of you have a lot of experience, so I think you just keep on, you know, say yes. And today, let's see how many of us can follow the rules. Or this is the leader, and the rest of you will do what she says. Okay? That's right. You've been a great group. I want to make sure that you have all your questions answered. Anything that comes to mind, suggestions, things you've done in your Sunday school class that absolutely has just been a hit. You tried something regarding rewarding them or something that you did. Want to share? You want to go to bed? You've been a great group. I've had a lot of fun. Whatever. And, we've got some gift cards to give away. All right, Miss Lisa.
That is up to you to choose.
Remember,
you had a bell ringer, you had a snowflake.
I sure did. Well, I think my bell ringer and my flashlight. Don't you? That's it. They had to work hard. All right. So you need for them to come and fill out a card. So y'all need to go up there to Lisa in just a minute and fill out a card, just your name and telephone number.
Yeah, maybe telephone number.
Yeah. And then she'll give you your prize. Well, I'm going to close in a word of prayer, okay? Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for loving us. Lord, thank you for calling these ladies and these gentlemen to your work. As they work with these precious children, Lord, you created them in a wonderful way. Lord, I pray that the words that were said tonight, the ideas that were maybe flowing, Lord, that they'd be able to go back and that their classroom, their Sunday school classroom would be fine. And it would be orderly. And it would be that they would be able to learn about your word and your love. Because, Lord, we only have them for a short amount of time. Thank you for what you're going to do in the next session, and we give you the thanks and the glory. In Jesus' precious name, amen. All right.